the small things. Small things like diapers. Your baby diapers are made with strong leakage protection and up to 12-hour protection to keep your baby dry day and night. They come with a wetness indicator so you know exactly when it's time to change. And with a cloth-like breathable back sheet, your baby's skin stays soft, dry and comfortable. Your baby diapers. Gentle care for babies. Peace of mind for moms. Brought to you by Your Care Hygienics.
Good evening. FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News. Take a look at stories making headlines. Government lifts maize and millennial exports restrictions to boost farmers' incomes and agricultural growth. Opposition parties seek agents talks with the Electoral Commission of Zambia over electoral process concerns ahead of polls. 4 people die trying to board boat in a channel crossing attempt.
FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. Now, government has lifted restrictions on the copper, on the export of maize rather, and millimill in a move aimed at supporting local farmers and boosting income across the agriculture sector. Minister of Agriculture Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Yulu says that the decision is intended to promote fair market access and create better earning opportunities for ordinary Zambians, particularly those involved in maize production and value addition. Mr. Yulu has explained that the measure underscores government's commitment to prioritizing the welfare of its citizens while ensuring that farmers are able to fully benefit from their hard work. He adds that the policy shift is also expected to contribute to national economic growth by opening up export markets and strengthening the country's agricultural value chain.
The government of the Republic of Zambia has lifted the restrictions on the export of maize, grain and maize products, including millet. This progressive measure has been taken to support farmers, promote fair market access, and also improve incomes for ordinary Zambians, especially those involved in maize production and value addition. By allowing the free export of maize and its products, the government aims to enable the farmers to access better and more competitive markets, both locally and internationally, improve household incomes, particularly for smallholder farmers who depend on maize as a major source of livelihood.
The Energy Regulation Board has taken enforcement action against 29 companies for breaching licensing conditions and failing to meet statutory obligations. The Arabic Corporate Affairs Manager Namkolo Kasumbe says that the action follows comprehensive compliance audits and regulatory oversight aimed at ensuring adherence to operational standards. She says among the companies penalized is Uno Energy Zambia Limited, which was fined 180,000 kwacha for fuel contamination, while Zesco Limited was fined 100,000 kwacha for failure to maintain safety systems. Ms. Kasumba adds that Harvest Group of Companies is also among those fined. She further says that 8 companies have been issued with warnings for failing to comply with the Energy Regulation Board regulations.
The Energy Regulation Board has taken enforcement action against 29 companies for breaching license conditions and failing to meet their statutory obligations. Among the key enforcement actions, Uno Energy Zambia Limited was fined 180,000 for fuel contamination and failure to conduct mandatory quality checks, while Zesco Limited was fined 100,000 for failure to establish and maintain appropriate safety systems and standards. Harvest Group of Companies Limited, at both its Tokyo Way and Blue Way Road sites, was fined 60,000 each for construction-related violations, and Sunny International Zambia Industrial Limited was fined 60,000 for constructing an electricity generation facility without a construction permit.
Some opposition political parties have formally written to the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ requesting an urgent meeting to address concerns surrounding the country's electoral process ahead of the forthcoming general elections. The Patriotic Front PF Pomozi Alliance and the WOZA Fourth Republic Alliance confirmed that their respective secretary generals have engaged the ECZ through a formal letter addressed to Chief Electoral Officer Brian Kasaro. PF Pomozi Alliance Acting Secretary General Celestine Mukandela says that the request is aimed at initiating dialogue on the electoral process bill currently under consideration, as well as the broader electoral roadmap. Mr. Mukandela stressed the importance of inclusive participation, noting that political stakeholders must be actively involved in shaping the electoral process to ensure credibility. He states that the alliance wants to engage the commission to present its concerns and contribute to safeguarding a free and fair electoral environment.
A request for an urgent meeting to discuss the electoral process bill and the electoral roadmap for the forthcoming general election. And of course, we've raised a couple of concerns in our letter, and we would want to meet the commissioner and the commission to discuss these matters, because we know the Electoral Commission of Zambia being a democratic institution, one that allows for a proper, free and fair election. We would want to be participants, active participants in this electoral process, so that tomorrow we should not be told that we did not participate, and we must be able to give our view as with regards to the way the Electoral Commission of Zambia is conducting the process.
Meanwhile, WOZA Fourth Republic Alliance Secretary General Muhabi Lungu says that the move is driven by the need to protect the country's democratic integrity. Mr. Lungu explained that the concerns raised are not limited to the two alliances, but reflect a wider consensus among opposition groupings, including members of the Tonsi Alliance and Socialist Party.
Expanded the net wide, and we also had some discussions with our colleagues in Tonsi, in the Socialist Party, and so on. And we invited everybody so that we can be together. And I think that all of us collectively agreed that we needed to do this. So as you know, this is the second letter. Our colleague delivered a letter yesterday. We have delivered this letter. All of us had agreed that we need to do this. So it is not something that is only belonging to the two alliances, but to all of the alliances. We want a fair electoral system. We want a fair electoral process. And we also want a fair process of just promoting democracy.
The Tonsi Alliance President Brian Mundula has observed that President Akaindeche must continue to undermine the country's constitutional democracy with impunity. Mr. Mundula alleges that the government has continued to interfere in key institutions such as the Registrar of Societies and the Electoral Commission of Zambia. He says that these institutions play a critical role in safeguarding democracy and should operate rather independently. Mr. Mundula has further alleged that there is interference in the registration of political parties as well as the operations of the already registered parties. He has since called on the president to uphold and respect the constitution, stating that adherence to democratic principles is essential for the country's stability.
We are aware of the many movements that ECZ is making, that the registered societies are making. Our timely reminder to our dear brother, President Akaindeche, is that we are a constitutional democracy. And in a constitutional democracy, two things are strictly observed. Cessation. If we can't even have a single political rally for the past 5 years, the democratic space simply does not fit. There are many violations of human rights today under the guise of cyber.
And now, business news. Business news.
Government says that it has taken steps to strengthen regional integration and economic cooperation under the African Continental Free Trade Area. In a statement made available to Millennium Radio News, Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Principal Public Relations Officer Evan S. Nankala says that the country has expanded visa-free agreements with several African countries, promoting the free movement of people and boosting intra-African trade investment and collaboration. Ms. Nankala says that the initiative aims to foster stronger people-to-people connections, knowledge exchange and cross-border economic activities. She says that to enhance trade, the ministry has introduced trade facilitation measures, including pre-clearance and automation of entry and exit gates, and an authorized economic operator program. Ms. Nankala says that improved border agency cooperation has reduced clearance times, and border infrastructure development is ongoing. She also disclosed that the major upgrades have been completed at Kazungula and Mwami, with work continuing at other key border posts.
This is in line with the African Union's Agenda 2063 and the AFCFTA objective to promote regional mobility and economic integration. Now, one would wonder what this means for Zambia. By removing visa requirements, Zambia is actively ensuring that it promotes free movement of people, which is essential for facilitating intra-African trade.